Everybody, it's the GB podcast for the week before Christmas. This is number four. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Nas.
And I'm Kwanzaa Bonanza.
No, there we go.
That's Lori.
And I'm Dave.
We have some good news and some bad news this week. The bad news first, Pigeon Man has died. I don't know if you guys remember him or are aware of him, but he's...
I've seen him.
Yeah, his name is Joseph Zeman. He's the Pigeon Man of Lincoln Square. Usually hangs out along Western Avenue, Western. Right at Lawrence.
Yeah. Sits on a Heisman all day, covered in pigeons. And
everything that comes with pigeons.
Yeah. And he tragically was stuck on that corner.
Yeah, he was hit by a van. So
oh my goodness.
It's very sad.
If you do want to see a picture of him, if you click on the link in the merge posting, there's a really good photograph of him covered in pigeons.
Yeah. He started charging at one point for photos of him with pigeons. It was like a dollar.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm pretty sure he was retired. I don't know what his financial situation was. But it's definitely a very sad thing. So the good news is some news from a drive-thru, and we've got Sandy here to tell us about that.
Grant Ackett's chef at Alinea was diagnosed with squamous cell carcinoma, which had a very high risk factor of losing your taste buds, which is true.
It was on his tongue, right?
Yes, on his tongue, which is a rather tragic consequence for a chef.
Truly.
So apparently he found some doctors at the University of Chicago who were able to do non-invasive treatments, chemotherapy treatments on his tongue, and he's out of therapy and they were able to do it without doing surgery, and it looks like he's not going to lose his taste buds. Yeah,
that's great.
Great. Yeah,
cool.
I mean, I'm not sure if there's a risk. I mean, I'm sure if he's got to keep treatment up, or if there's a risk of it coming back later. But at least for now, it sounds like he's back.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really great.
Well, people who are heading to Alinea are going to be very happy to hear.
Yes, yes, definitely. He apparently only missed 14 meals while he was going.
That's amazing.
Pretty amazing. But he's a pretty dedicated guy.
He is.
So, Alinea is safe for now.
Cool. Thanks.
You bet.
Nas, you wanted to talk about best ofs.
So our in our countdown towards the new year, we're doing our usual best of list. So we've had the movies up in fuel, and now we're doing the music, which is always a more popular topic.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. But,
no, I think people...
Maybe people are not watching movies as much these days.
Yeah, that's possible.
Well, the quality of movies have, you know, declined so much so...
Well, box office, you know.
Yeah, so...
The only reason they go up is because the
the ticket price
goes up.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know about you guys, but I had a couple movies on my list.
What'd you got?
I thought Helvetica was pretty great.
Yeah?
Ratatouille and Superbad were my other two. I admittedly did not get out to see very many movies this year. But
I'll agree on Superbad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My supposed guilty pleasure, which I agree is not really guilty pleasure because I enjoyed it, was Transformers.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Surprising for a Michael Bay film because I hate all his other films. So.
Wow.
But, you know, I'm into Transformers, the original movie from '86, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With
Judd
Nelson.
Animation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. You got the touch.
You got the touch. And, you know, if you've never seen Transformers, the animated movie, then you might have seen Boogie Nights where, you know, Marky Mark pulls out You've Got the Touch of John C. Reilly.
Which is the, that's like the theme song from the Transformers movie.
Exactly.
That they yanked and used and Boogie Nights. It's pretty cool.
Feel the vibration.
Dave, what's on your list?
Let's see. I have to agree with you about Helvetica. And I also really liked No Country for Old Men. Mm-hmm. That movie was just
I hear
phenomenal.
It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. There's so much tension. You know, there's if there's any soundtrack whatsoever, I mean, I think there maybe there was one point in the movie where I noticed maybe a tone that could have just been a train passing. But there's something about that sort of sparseness. I mean, the entire film just has that. It just kind of builds with that tension and that kind of sense of aloneness. But it's more like aloneness, though.
Aloneness.
Solitude.
That'd
be a good one.
I'm into that. Solitude. Yeah. All right. There we go. Add to the thesaurus.
Yeah.
But yeah, great film.
Cool. Lori?
I only saw one movie this year. It was trashed by local Bill Kirkos, and it's about landfills and how we just throw away all this stuff, and we're filling up the landfills with perfectly useful things like clothes.
Right.
This is true.
And that's a subject near and dear to your heart.
Yeah.
You know, we're supposedly a capitalist society, but we're kind of an acquisition society.
Yeah.
We're about acquiring things.
Consumerist.
And then,
I would say we're an addiction society.
That is
yes,
true.
We are an addiction. Yes, we're addicted to loneliness, trash, making cigarettes.
Cigarettes. And
movies.
Television.
How about music?
Music. You know, the usual suspects are up there as always.
Yeah.
Radiohead.
In Radiohead. Radioheads in rainbows.
The usual suspects are up there. There were a few things. I was actually surprised Kanye West wasn't up there as often as I wanted to be. I thought that album was pretty fucking dope.
Yeah. Was Luca Fiasco this year?
No.
I like that.
Although there was the mixtape that came
US
out
Placers,
with
which, yeah. US Placers, man. which I think, if there was ever a convergence of the best, you got Tom York, Kanye West, and Lupe Fiasco.
Right.
That was undoubtedly my favorite track of this year. Mm-hmm.
The way that track is cut is, it's, you know, you can totally listen to it on loop.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah,
and you'd have no idea.
Yeah, exactly. It's perfect.
They just sat there and worked for I have no idea how long. Let's do that.
Out of I thought the Modest Mouse album was pretty damn good.
Cool.
I know a lot of people kind of lament the fact that they're getting poppier, but
but it's good.
I'm a huge fan of the Smiths, so I was super psyched to see Johnny Marr get in and play. And you can hear some of that Smiths influence come into it. And I thought it was a fantastic album.
It's great.
So, I was a really big fan of Iron and Wine's Shepherd's Dog, and so it's really a departure from some of the other stuff. Much more like a full band, a much fuller
Is
sound.
It?
Yeah,
oh,
it's
totally
hand drums and it's much less folky, much more. I don't know what. It's just a much fuller sound. I mean, it's still definitely his work, but he's definitely collaborating with other people, and on the whole, just a great record.
Awesome.
I liked LCD Sound System, Simian Mobile Disco,
and
Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse?
Was arrested yesterday because she's
finally
codependent.
Again?
There's something about a kitchen here.
Wait, how do you get arrested for codependency?
Roundabout ways.
I guess so.
No, she's possibly supplied the money that her husband was going to use to pay off this witness.
Oh, witness.
In his case where he had beaten up some bartender and he's been in jail for a while.
Now, that's a weird way to go around it.
Yeah. So I guess they made a suicide pact is what the gossip columns said, which is very healthy.
Yeah. We'll be watching the whatever his name is and Amy story, like Sid and Nancy later.
Exactly. So here's hoping we have another record from her before.
We'll see.
Kiss the bucket.
Yeah.
I prefer Lily Allen as far as.
Oh yeah, who's also
Britain
traveling
music.
Down her own road,
is,
pregnant
yeah.
with the man she's dated for 3 months.
Right. Well, she has precedent there, Britney, all that.
Yeah.
Let's not go into the Perez Hilton.
All right, we won't. So best ofs.
Best ofs. There's a lot of good stuff.
We'll probably be bringing out a couple more of those.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I really felt was cool to bring up this week was on Saturday, Margaret Wyans from Chicago, Steve Rhodes from the Beachwood Reporter, and I got together in the studio with Outside the Loop Radio, and
cool.
we recorded recorded a sort of a nice end-of-the-year summary, talked about a lot of Chicago politics, talked about some food, some arts, culture, a lot of what's going on in the media landscape, and you can check that out on this Friday on WLUW. It runs from 6 to 6:30. The show's only 30 minutes long, which is a shame. We actually talked for an hour and a half after the show was over about all the, you know, all the stuff, and the whole time we're thinking,
how do you sum up a year in half an hour? That's hard to do.
Right, you know, and we only scratched the surface with that. So that's a lot of fun. You can also check it out online at OutsideTheLoopRadio.com, or you can pick up the podcast via iTunes.
Cool.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess let's talk about some events that are coming up since we're here at the end of the year. What's in Slowdown this week?
Well, things are slower than they usually are in Slowdown because everybody is going to be opening up their presents and getting their new BMWs under the
tree. Right. Everybody's got bows on their cars.
Yep. I watch those commercials, you know, give yourself a Lexus or a Benz, and I'm like, who's got the money for this stuff?
Yeah, and wouldn't your, you know, spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend notice the bill?
Good old second mortgage.
Right. So, Brian Dennehy's going to be at the Art Institute tonight. He's going to be, I guess, just, I imagine it's going to be sort of like, inside the actor's studio kind of a thing where he's just talking about what he does, blah, blah, blah. He's a Chicagoan, so, you know.
Right.
Cool. So, yeah, that's like $10 to $15, depending on where you're sitting, tonight. So hurry up and get out there. Yeah, Nas, you wanted to talk about the Green City Market.
Green City Market is at the Nota Bart. It's there this weekend, Saturday, earlier in the day. It's kind of nice because you can still get a few farmers markets and local farmers' produce at this time of year when typically, you know, farmers' markets are done. So, you know, if you're in a supporting local farmers and picking up some local produce for the holidays, check out the farmers' market on Saturday in Nota Bart at the Peggy Nota Bart in Lincoln Park.
Nice.
On Saturday, December 22nd, there's a Holiday Fever tribute to Peggy Lee, and it's free.
Woo!
And it's at the Preston Bradley Hall,
cool,
which is at 78 East Washington Street. And you can hear all those hot Peggy Lee tunes like Fever and Winter Weather and Is That All There Is? And no, that isn't all there is. There's a lot more songs just waiting for you. Free! Free!
Free?
It's free!
Pretty good.
Cool. Dave, what do you want to do?
Well, it's not so much what I want to do.
Yeah, okay.
It's because I'm not going to be in town. But what looks really fun is the LTH Forum is holding a Chinese feast at La Sutran at 2712 South Archer on December 24th. So if you want to get away from the family or your...
Yes.
or you have nothing better to do, head down there, hang out with some people. Should be a good time. That's a great restaurant.
LTH Forum, you know, is nothing but foodie love.
They're calling it the Jewish Christmas Eve Chinese dinner, which sounds just awesome.
The third annual, no less.
Third annual. So.
I don't think we're going to be doing this next week.
We're
going to be all over the country. I'm going to be in Phoenix. Where are you going to be, Nas?
I'm going to be down in Belleville, Illinois, which is most famously known for producing Jimmy Connors, the former, you know, U.S. national tennis champ.
Excellent.
And also the birthplace and home of Wilco and Uncle Tupelo.
Oh,
Jay
Pilar
and Jeff Tweedy are from Belleville, Illinois.
Do they have statues of all these people?
They do not.
No?
I think Jimmy Connors
Rocky
has some kind of plaque somewhere.
Yeah? Right.
But I think Jay Pilar and Jeff Tweedy haven't made it yet.
Not enough.
But I mean, the odd thing is a lot of people who are into like alt-country and into that whole thing do go to Belleville to kind of check it out.
Speaking of, that was another really good album this year, Sky Blue Sky.
Blue Sky, yeah.
That
Sky
was a
Blue
really
Sky
good album.
I was about to say, nobody was into the Wilco this year.
Yeah, I liked it. Where are you guys going?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Ooh.
Oh, 2.5 hours away.
Awesome.
Yeah,
what's going on in Indy?
Hanging out with the family. As far as I know, nothing's going on in Indy other than that. But it's going to be awesome, so everyone should just totally head down, hang out with my parents, my family. It's
going to be awesome. You drive on 65 to get there in 2.5 hours.
Oh. I'm coming from the south side, so Sandy was just asking how I could possibly get to Indianapolis in 2.5 hours, and I live in Hyde Park, and I can hop right on 90, and Indiana is kind enough to have a 70-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Yeah.
So I feel like I can drive you know, a little faster than might otherwise.
I've made it to Indianapolis in like 2 hours on a good day. Yeah.
Really?
When the traffic's low, it's not going to be that way this weekend.
I used to do it 3 and I used to think that was impressive. But I was coming from the north side. Half hour at least is in the city.
Right? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and I can hop right on Stony, right on the Skyway, I'm.
This is where John Cougar Mellon Claus lives.
No, he lives in Bloomington, which is, and he's totally out and about. So if you ever want to go, like, if you want to go.
Gingerbread house is what you.
Does he have a pink house?
No, he's got gingerbread house.
Gingerbread house.
Lives in Bloomington.
He lives
from
in Bloomington.
Spencer, Indiana.
Yeah, that's right.
That is a small town.
Right. Small town.
Is he going to die there?
Let's hope he goes there.
I bet he'll die in Bloomington.
You think?
But we'll see.
Yeah,
you know, he seems
enough.
Like he's pretty into it.
Yeah,
he's out and about.
He's not into the Cougar bit anymore.
Oh, he's not.
No,
he's not.
John Mellencamp.
He's John Mellencamp. So I apologize
to
you,
Johnny Mellencamp.
John Mellencamp. Johnny boy.
Just call him Jack. He likes that.
Jack
Mellencamp.
Jack Mellon.
Jack Cougar Mellon.
Yeah. Jack Cougar Mellon balls.
Jack Kwanzaa Camp.
There you go. Sweet.
What are you doing for the Blake Lori?
Oh. Going to Ibiza, spinning a set with the Misshapes.
Oh, sweet.
Gonna be on last night's party.
Awesome.
You know.
Cool. Well, we'll look for you on last night's party.
Yeah, I'll be the girl pointing to the other girl with her shirt off.
Nice. Sweet. Then we'll watch for the same photo in Vice.
Yeah.
Now, what to do.
Yes,
what not to do.
Since we're not going to be doing this next week, we aren't going to get a chance to talk about New Year's resolutions. That kind of sucks. Nas, what's your resolution?
I don't have resolutions. I have goals.
You have goals?
I have goals.
Goals!
Right. I don't set resolutions because, I don't know, I don't really have any per se. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, if you're not going to do it, you're not going to do it. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it.
Well, that's fair. So what are your goals then?
Most of the related to cycling, doing better than I did this year.
Cool.
On the team, on the new team. More travel.
Yeah.
That's mostly it.
Cool.
You know.
Sandy, do you have any goals?
No, I have resolutions. Less crappy clients.
That's always a good one.
No crappy clients.
That's even better.
But that's not really under my control. I don't know. I think, you know, I do my resolutions on January 1st.
Yeah.
That's like a good 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
So I have some time to think about it.
All right. We'll ask you after the new year.
Ask me after the new year.
Hey, Dave, what about you?
I have a goal. I have a very clear, finite goal, which is to be officially proposed of my dissertation, hopefully by June at the latest.
Cool. What's your dissertation on?
Well, we can talk about that more specifically later, but looking at the way that basically people make the transition from high school into sort of the world beyond, and focusing particular on labor market outcomes as compared to sort of post-secondary education experience.
Your goals make my goals look bad.
But we'll see. My goals, I think, you know, after that are going to take another, like, you know, year or two before they become
I think I need
meaningful.
More. I think I need more loftier, global, less self-aware goals.
Mine, all I've got is I want to get in better shape. So I've been letting
That's
myself
a good
go.
Goal.
I mean, as you saw when we played Wii last week, my my Wii body age is apparently 55.
I'm 26,
so
by
I need to drop about 20 years. So and that would probably be pretty easy if I've dropped about 20 pounds. So
there you go.
So I got a good goal.
Laura?
I'm gonna have that baby.
Yeah?
While you're in Ibiza with some Spanish hunk from the beach.
Hey, EU passport.
Nice. Cool. Well, I guess we have 9 months to see if you succeed on that. And we'll let you know on the podcast right around then when that happens.
Come back in September.
All right.
We'll meet either Brandon or Tiffany.
Sweet.
What? He's not going to be a European name.
Tiffany Brandon.
Yeah. Awesome.
Brantief.
Brantief.
Brantifa. Brantifa. Yeah. Queen Brantifa.
Whoa. All right. Well, that's the podcast, the GB podcast for this month. I guess.
And
this
the
month,
wait, wait, and yeah. the and opening track for this podcast is worth noting because I don't know if you listen to it, but Dave, who
they
is
not
that
listen
person?
To it if they got to this.
the person who composed said track is Madison Buchanan.
What a beautiful
this
name.
Track was from the iGo Sharing Presents Chicago musician kind of thing. It's called Audio Emissions 2007. The actual track is called Ain't Gotta Have.
Nice.
Ain't Gotta Have by Madison Buchanan.
Ain't Gotta Have P.F. Chang's.
You should go find
Take Me to McDonald's.
Madison right. Buchanan. This track is worth listening to over yeah. and over.
Any relation to James Buchanan?
I don't know. He's been dead a long time. I don't know.
You never know.
You never know.
Lofty goals.
This is true.
Her goals are going to be different than
the lofty. Her lofty goal is to be related to James Buchanan.
Take me to Chicago Diner.
Nice. All right. Good night, guys.